Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Use all the things that are available there for free for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We update it every day, every weekday, and sometimes on the weekend. And got new stuff there all the time, so check it out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Kathy Perry is our guest. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. She's one of our social media experts. Kathy, tell us how we can find you online, how we can find your book.
Well, actually, you can find me at kathyperry.com. And then also I have a free ebook that people can download called 52 Social Media Tips.
All right.
And they can get that at 52socialmediatips.com.
Okay, 52socialmediatips.com. Check it out. Get that free book. Thanks for that free thing there, Kathy. We like free around here.
Yes.
We appreciate that very much. So check out all the things that Kathy has to offer folks. And as you know, she's a member of our Brain Trust. She has already been pre-approved. Kathy, we talked in the previous segment at the end about groups, about joining groups. And I don't think we've spent a lot of time. I know we haven't spent a lot of time talking about this. You mentioned earlier about being selective, making sure that there's a reason for you to join the group. Don't just be impressed that somebody invited you. You know that you need to. You only have so many hours in the day, right? We all have only the same amount of time every day. So if you're going to spend time in a group, do it in a group where you're contributing or someone's contributing to you, or it goes both ways. But what about starting a group? One of the things you talk a lot about is whether you should create your own group. How do you do that?
Well, it's very easy to just decide, okay, I want to create a group. You might target a specific niche that you're in that you want to attract those types of people into that group so that you can get to know them better. And then people just join groups. It's really kind of interesting how that works. You can send out an invitation saying, I just created this new group. I'd love to have you join it. The interesting thing is on LinkedIn, they just made their groups available to be open so anyone can see the discussion thread that's going on. And even if they're not a member of the group, and then they've allowed Google to index those discussion threads. So there becomes more valuable information being searched on.
So Google is now indexing the discussion threads on social media groups?
On LinkedIn, yes, they
wow.
are.
Wow.
That's new. That's a new thing. So
that actually gives me a little pause, Kathy.
Yeah.
I mean, I might not like that.
Well, now there are you can, as a group organizer, you can make a group private.
You can block
it. Is not.
Yeah.
But if you make it open, the value to the members in the group is that they have more social proof
right.
on the internet that they're an expert.
Right.
So
their relevance goes up because the content that they post is people get to evaluate it and see if it's something that they think is pertinent, or if they think the people who are saying it are know what they're talking about or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And here's one that you really won't like. Facebook added a new feature to their group where anyone that is a friend of yours can add you to a group without your permission.
Huh.
Now, you will get a notification from them saying,
yeah.
hey, so-and-so just added you to this group. But, I don't like things like that where
yeah.
someone else can put me in a group automatically.
To be so presumptuous, yeah. Yeah, especially.
Yeah, and then you end up, you know, somebody might put you in a group that you really don't want to be in.
Right. No kidding. Well, yeah, you might not want to be associated with that particular group. You may have looked at it and said, I don't want to be part of that group.
Yeah. And then you so have to opt out of the group then.
Yeah.
So now it looks like, hey, she didn't want to be here.
This is the good, the bad, and the ugly, folks, that we're talking about of the online world. What does it mean when you're listed, when you're on a list on Twitter? Do you know what that means?
Yes. Actually, what you can do is create a list in Twitter to put, like, say, all your family, and you're going to have a conversation with them that's different. You want to post to the family different than you're going to post to your business contact.
Right, right.
You can also create a list for different segments within your business contact. So I could say, okay, I only want authors in this one list, or I only want speakers in this one list, or
right.
I only want who are in a certain, maybe in the financial arena. So
mm-hmm.
I want to follow certain people, and then I want to make posts to that group.
Right.
And I don't want everybody to see it. So,
right.
Because, you know, if you just do one, you know, one thing, then everybody gets the post that
right.
you're doing as opposed
right.
to you saying.
So look
I'm
into these
target.
Different ways of leveraging yourself and on with the social media sites, folks. And just try it out. Give it a chance and see what you like, see what you don't like, and stay away from the stuff you don't like. Right, Kathy?
Absolutely.
Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. KathyPerry.com, right?
Yes, thank
All right.
you so
thank
much,
Thank you, Jeff. Kathy. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.